Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to know, is there a lack of parking in your housing estate? Because you might have heard about this situation in Dublin, where residents of the Montpellier development at the site of the former O'Devany Gardens flats are caught up in a parking dispute with the development's underground car park still inaccessible. And as a result, it appears that some residents are now having to pay €3 an hour for parking, which is obviously creating a fairly significant ongoing expense. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. One of those residents who wishes to remain anonymous is with me here on the programme today. You're very welcome. Can you just explain this issue to listeners?
Yeah, so we just moved here in March, and like not all of the developers yet complete. So there is like a lot of issues with the cars, because we've been told like we didn't have space where to park, like allocated spaces where to park. But the situation is getting worse, because there's a lot of cars, you know, in the area, and everybody's parking anywhere. Like there's like some lanes where people is parking. There's been some, you know, like incidents with other neighbors because of the issue. And we don't even have any space where to park. Let's say if you come, you know, if you do your shopping, and so many people need the car. Like I need my car to work. Yeah. I can't take the public transport to go to work, because I work in all different areas. And that's the situation. That's like the cars. It's like you come back home and you don't know if you have a space where to park. And like the thing is as well, we don't qualify for, you know, parking permits on the street.
You don't qualify. So you knew, no. You knew before you moved in here that this was a car-free scheme, or that there was no dedicated parking spaces provided?
Yes. We knew that. They said they might be in the future. Yeah.
Yeah. But at the moment when you moved in, so I suppose for residents, and are you renting?
No.
So you're actually a homeowner in this complex?
Yes.
You're a homeowner in the complex, and you knew before you purchased that there wasn't going to be a car parking space at the moment, but there might be down the line. So when you first moved into the place, where were you able to park, or where did you park?
Well, I directly just rent a parking space in Smithfield.
Okay. And would most residents have done that? They had to go and find their own parking space to rent?
Well, I think everybody, like some people is parking around here, but as I said, like we never know if it's going to be a space or not. So it's not something that you can just be sure you will get a space, you know.
And I suppose a lot of tenants or a lot of owners probably thought that they might be able to buy a parking permit from the council, even to park in some of the other adjoining streets.
Yes, I thought we would be able to get a parking permit. And what I think as well is just, is the issue that is causing, not only here, in all other developments, you know, if they don't do parking spaces.
Because, like, if people have to park on the street at €3 an hour to park their car, even if the parking is just, you know, for set times from 7 to 7, it's a huge amount of money every day.
No, yeah, of course it is.
So this has obviously caused a lot of frustration for you and other homeowners.
Well, most of the people here that they don't have where to park, like in this building where I am, nobody has a parking space allocated. Now we might get, there are 10 spaces that they might be allocated to us, but not for everyone. And we knew this, so I'm not saying we didn't know, but like it's causing a lot of issues. And this is only like the first building that it's, you know, it's already with people. Then there's another one, and there's like, I don't know how many more. So this is going to be more and more complex later on when everybody moves in.
Because at the moment, the complex isn't fully sold off. Sure, it's not, or it's not full at the moment.
No, it's not full at the moment.
What would help here? Like, what if you were able to talk to the management company about this, what would you say to them?
Well, at this stage, I'm not quite sure if there is any solution for us, to be honest. Like, maybe if they could give us the possibility of having a parking permit to park on the roads, we could do that other areas, even if it's not, you know, on your on an underground or in front of your apartment, but we don't have the right to park. And we live here, you know.
Well, it's obviously a huge issue.
That's what I think could be a solution.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, we'll contact the management company and see what the update is. But listen, thank you for getting in touch with us and joining us in the programme today.
No, thanks to you for just having a chat about this, because it's becoming an issue and it's going to be in new developments as well.
John Stevens, Fianna Fáil councillor, chair of the Dublin Central Area Committee, is with us here on the programme as well. John, you're familiar with this particular Montpellier complex.
Yeah, obviously the planning and, you know, the build was done before I was elected as a councillor, but I think it's very much about, you know, the cart before the horse. I think it's very important going forward that, you know, developments like this, that there's a, I'm for the motors, we have to make sure we put laws and regulations in place that can service the area, obviously like schools, recreation facilities. We do need to have to look at parking. And, you know, no matter what you say, people would most likely have a car. So we have to have laws in place that deals with that. I live in the Navan Road. I have an estate there, my Ashington, Kempton. There was an incident there where obviously a person got very sick and an ambulance couldn't get up and the patient had to be rolled down on a trolley. We can't allow that. We have to have regulation. We have to have enforcement. One of the things I noticed, like, as a councillor and being an active councillor, is that we do need, you know, Jim O'Connell is doing great work as regards to visibility, but we need guards to interact with residents, and we hopefully we can avoid these situations, because if people don't have places to park outside their own house, they're going to park elsewhere. So you're basically kicking the can down the road. And
to be fair though, John, in this particular case, like, this complex was marketed as a car-free scheme. People knew going into this particular.
We have to deal with the situation as it is now. You know, I can't look back. I can't look forward. We have to deal with the situation now. We can't allow a situation that emergency vehicles cannot get into areas because they're blocked by cars. We need regulation. We need enforcement. In this case, I think maybe the suggestive way would be to go ahead with this parking or pay parking.
But is that feasible?
You couldn't expect people to pay €3 an hour for pay parking.
No, absolutely not. I mean, look, sure, it's a huge amount of money, as that particular resident told us. But I'm just thinking of the knock-on effect now of this. Like, if people purchased homes in a complex and were told quite clearly from the outset there is no parking available, and they still proceeded to go ahead, you know, and they were happy to do so and purchased their home, now when you bring a car into the mix, that car has to be parked on street outside somebody else's house. So there's a knock-off.
Yeah, but I think going forward, I think going forward, we have to make sure that there is a facility for motors. Like, I don't think we should be allowed to build units saying that no parking. It's bizarre to think that people won't have a car. We just can't allow that. We've got
to
deal with this situation.
So all residential complexes, in your view, needs to include parking spaces?
Yes, most definitely. But we need regulation, we need enforcement, we need proper, you know, disc parking. And the one thing I'm pushing for all the time is that in relation to people, older people are living, you know, pensioners and that, they should be given a dispensation or an allowance, like €80 at the moment. And we're trying to increase that amount. We have to keep it at a kind of mandatory amount. I think old age people should be given a facility that maybe they should be exempted from this kind of charge. But it is a way of regulating, because otherwise we have chaos. You know, and we really have to tackle this problem going forward. I want to do that as a council.
Yeah, I know we're just talking about this particular issue in the former O'Devney Gardens flats in Dublin, that particular complex today, but I can see other texts coming in, people talking about Dalkey and in Phibsborough as well, that there's apparently other issues with developments there too. But is it feasible for Dublin City Council to grant parking permits to residents of complexes that purchased homes with no car parking spots available?
We have to find a way around this. Like, there must be facilities there where people can park in an organised way. We have to do that. You know, I have been involved in situations where, in some cases now, where there's maybe two kids living in a house and the parents, there could be up to 3 or 4 cars outside the door. So in some roads, there was facilities, like what you said earlier on, where other roads were taken on, where they could park on other roads. That is a way around it as well. But let's do this in an organised way, in an organised fashion.
Yeah, listener here tells me too, apparently there's similar issues in Dublin 13. Parking is available underground, but social council tenants exclude it, says this particular issue. Michael is on the line. Stay with us, John, for a moment. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Michael, you're living in Dublin 8, is that right? Have you a similar situation there?
Yeah, I live in Dublin 8, just along James's Walk there. And we have similar situations. Like, you have to sympathise with the... obviously, the people moving in. But we also have the same tools with the long-term residents that are there. We obviously have the hospital getting built across the road, and then people obviously just see it because we're on the Red Lewis line. People see it as like an unofficial park and ride kind of facility. I often have to drop my son to creche. Now the creche isn't too far, but if it's raining out or whatever, I drop him down, and sometimes I leave at 8:15, and by the time I get back at say 8:45, there's no parking in the area.
And you're a resident, so by the time you leave and come back, you can't park your car, Michael.
Yeah, and then what happens is you see someone pulling in and you're having conflicts with people. And for example, I'm sure them new residents in the Montpellier facility are butting heads then with the long-term residents because they're parking on the avenues across the road or whatever like that.
Well, I know that particular resident now, in fairness, said she rents a spot, a private spot in Smithfield, and I'm sure maybe others,
Also, Smithfield isn't too close to the Montpellier, so sure she'll have to get public transport to Smithfield or walk across. Smithfield isn't too close to Fenerall Avenue, so it's probably putting more time on a day, more stress on a day, and they're probably trying to integrate themselves into that kind of community. And next of all, they're not able to because they're almost in conflict with the residents that are there long term.
So I'm curious, Michael, when you hear John talking about maybe in the interim that maybe Dublin City Council issue parking permits to residents. So you're one of the people who could be affected by this. I know not in the Montpellier case, but down the line, like, is that something you're in favour of?
There was a kind of a vote around the area, I'd say maybe 18 months ago, and I think the local residents didn't want the permit because they were kind of saying, we never had this issue, so why should we start paying for it all of a sudden, when a lot of the residents that live around the area were probably there the last 20, 30 years, and they've never had to pay for their parking. And it's a lot of it around the area is on street parking, as you know, Dublin Lake is quite a densely populated area, so a lot of people don't have gardens. And like the guy who was talking before, the councillor, we had an issue actually only last week where an ambulance, we live on an avenue where it's like a cul-de-sac, and an ambulance couldn't get up the cul-de-sac. There was a man had fallen around in the top of the cul-de-sac, and the ambulance couldn't get up, so they had to again take the bed out, go up, roll it up the road, and then obviously put him onto the bed and bring him back around.
Because
so you do have them
because the ambulance couldn't get parking, Michael, outside the house.
No, he actually couldn't get it torn. When he was coming around the corner, he couldn't turn. There was two cars too close and he couldn't get the turn. But you do have them issues.
Yeah.
As the councillor said before, if you bring in a law and just say, there's also underground car parking, but bring in a law to say every one household that's built has to have at least one car parking space. And then if they do want surplus cars, some families have 2 and 3 cars, that's then an issue that they'll have to deal with. But at least if you're provided one car parking space, it stops this kind of issue ever escalating into a bigger issue. I understand the Dublin City Council doing the low car planning for the future, but low car planning is great, but if you don't look at reality. If you look at reality, that's not the reality of Dublin City Council.
Some people maybe don't drive and have no interest in driving,
My mum and dad don't drive, so I usually drive them around, and I usually park outside the house, so That's like, for a prime example, my mum and dad don't drive. So when I do move out, they will have a car park space outside the house that you won't use. But that's few and far between in families. Yeah. A lot of parents do drive, and they need to get their sport and events and whatever.
All that goes with that. Catherine's got in touch. She says, if they're going to give parking permits, the knock-on effect will cause chaos in the surrounding areas. They knew there was no parking when they first moved in. Listener tells me there's a similar issue in Cork, apparently. The estate is 20 years old with apartments at the front. The new owner of the apartment now charging tenants and advise them to park in the estate. This is blocking emergency services, proving a danger to young children, parking on footpaths and near corners. No resolution in the last 2 years to this issue either. Ray Cook from Ray Cook Auctioneers is with us on the line today. Is John Stevens right about this? Should planning only be granted if it includes some level of available parking spots, Ray?
Yeah, I would agree with that. This has gone on for years now. They would have started it the end of the Celtic Tiger, where all of a sudden houses weren't as wide as they used to be. So now all of a sudden you can only get one car into a driveway. Then they started granting planning permission with no driveways, it was communal parking. But then that started wars as well in these places, because people were parking in other people's spaces. Then obviously now, most recently, the Green Party, I think it was mainly that pushed this to go in with apartments with no parking. So if you just look at it, that might be okay if you're a couple going in and you live close to the city centre and the Lewis Line is 5 minute walk away from you. But like realistically, if that couple then have a child, you know, how is, and not to be sexist about it, that mother has the child seat in the back, she picks up a bit of shopping. How is she meant to get the child and the buggy and the shopping and everything into it? Like, it's not realistic or it's not long term. So what's going to happen in those developments? Those developments, no one will want to live in them down the line because there's no parking. So yes, they're beautiful and shiny and new now at the moment. But in 20 years' time, like I said, no one will want to live in these places, you know? There's already, like, we've heard
about... Not everybody wants to drive, though, Ray. You know, the idea of...
Yeah, but if you look at those places, Andrea, there, sorry for cutting across you, but if you look at those places, right, like I said, not everyone wants to drive, okay? But they don't have the facilities nearby them for public transport either. So they can't jump on a Lewis. The buses aren't reliable, so we don't have the public transport. I heard someone else on another show, News Talk, talking about comparing us to London, like, and I started laughing, like, you know, they have the underground. You know, we don't have the facilities. We're talking about metros, we're talking about this, we're talking about that. We don't have the public services there. It used to be, because obviously in town it used to be the on-street parking and you could pay €50 or whatever the equivalent is now per annum for your parking permit. But these people, for example, in your first person that spoke there, there's no parking for them, you know, so at all. And then what's happening is they're parking then in the other people that have paid for parking spaces. And then, you know, there's a lot of aggression in these estates now and stuff. And people don't want that, you know, so it's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, that particular listener now, to be fair, said that she's actually renting a space in elsewhere in town. Others, though, are paying £3 an hour each day to park on street, but sure, that then is subsequently having a knock-on effect for other residents in nearby areas as well. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This texter says, I think this is an absolutely ridiculous conversation. These people knew they bought a home with no parking facilities, so why are they cribbing about it now? If you knowingly buy something without an extra, then it's your own problem, suggests this listener. And another texter has got in contact to say, for the Montpellier development, people were advised before buying the apartment that they were not guaranteed to get a parking space. However, with the current housing market the way it is, how can you expect people in desperate need of secure and permanent housing to turn down an offer of affordable housing based on a parking spot? People are in desperate need for homes and we should prioritise that first. It's like inviting people to lunch and then telling them they can't eat, says this listener. The email is lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. If you're having an issue getting parking in your own housing estate, we'd love to hear your story on the programme today. lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.